Hey, I'm Brianna, and I'm here with Chris, and we're just going to be learning about his brain a little. Say hello, Chris.
Hi.
So, you ready to get this started?
Yeah.
What's your age?
I am 15 years old.
What's your dream job, and what age have you wanted, what age were you when you first wanted the job?
My dream job is to become a firefighter, and I've wanted to become a firefighter since I was the age of 3.
What intrigued you to become a firefighter?
Basically, you know, just the big red truck and the lights intrigued me.
What intrigues you now?
What intrigues me now is basically putting myself in harm's way to get somebody out of it.
Who inspired you, or what firefighter inspired you to become a firefighter?
The New York City firefighter by the name of John, who was basically the first firefighter that responded to 9/11.
What are the requirements to become a firefighter?
Some of the requirements is to receive a passing score on the NFST, which is basically the National Firefighter Selection Exam, which tells you to basically tests you on your abilities. And then there's a physical training ability where you basically go, you perform physical attributes as if you were on an actual scene, and if you pass it, you basically move on to the next part, to take an EMT course and get your EMT certification, and then you could become a firefighter.
How do you plan to become a firefighter?
I plan to become a firefighter by basically just testing myself physically and mentally to see if I have what it takes to become a firefighter on my own basis, and then take the test and stuff and see if I have what it takes.
What's the benefit of being a firefighter?
A benefit of being a firefighter is basically saving somebody else's, or putting my life on the line in order to save somebody else's life.
For example, what if there was no one in the building? Like, what's the benefit then?
The benefit then is to protect surrounding buildings and things from being damaged.
Why do you think the job is important? What makes it important to you personally?
What makes it important to me is basically knowing that there's risk to it, but also feeling the adrenaline of like running into a burning building.
What type of risks are there being a firefighter?
A few of the ones that I know are the simplest of all. There's death that could happen if you're in a building and the building collapses on you, or you're at a crash scene and there's a car that doesn't like to slow down for emergency services, and you get hit.
Why would you want to put yourself in that type of risk? Was there anyone in your family that's a firefighter, or you've seen them do something like that?
Well, back when I was about 4 years old, I was at my house and my door didn't have a lock on it. And my mother told me not to lock the door or else I'd get locked in my bedroom, and I ended up shutting the door. And the fire department had to come and basically get me out of my room. And that was kind of interesting to me, seeing the, you know, big men come in the house and basically save me.
Okay, so do you think, is there typically a stereotype for firefighters?
Yes, the biggest stereotype as I know is that basically they sit around at the station and do nothing, and they just get calls all day.
Do you think you're going to be in a stereotype?
I don't think I'm going to, because that's not really true. Because there's other aspects to being a firefighter other than just fighting fires. There's like ensuring that your equipment is safe and stuff like that.
Where do you want to work when you get your job?
I'd either like to work for Melrose Fire Department or become a firefighter for House 10 in New York City.
Where's the first fire department located?
The first fire department, I'm sure, was located in somewhere in Virginia, and the person that basically invented it was Thomas Jefferson in 1815.
Okay, so, like, what's your action steps? What college do you plan on going to? Like, where do you plan on training?
First, I'd like to start off at Hudson Valley Community College and get my paramedic certification and work on my four-year degree there, and then eventually transfer to, transfer over to the University of Colorado and get my master's in fire sciences and fire chemistry.
What about them colleges intrigued you about, like, was it like their fire programs or something? Like, what intrigued you to go to those colleges for firefighting?
What intrigued me was the basically quality of the school. Like, I've heard around that their Hudson Valley's paramedic program was, people say that it's better than the one that Mohawk Ambulance basically serves, and the University of Colorado, I mean, that's been my dream school, and I've always wanted to go there, and then when I found out that you can get your degree in fire sciences, I wanted to go there.
I mean, yeah, I understand the university, but why start off at a, like, just Hudson Valley? Like, why not just, like, go straight into Colorado?
I want to start off at Hudson Valley because I mean, they're trying to make community colleges free tuition schools. And I mean, that'll take a big weight off my shoulders with financially. And what else intrigued me is, you know, it's close to home. It's not that long distance away. And if I get my bare minimum paramedic certification, I could start as a volunteer firefighter and then work my way up the ranks as I get my other degrees.
Speaking of being close to home, do you want to move your family with you if you get a job, like, far away?
What do you mean by family? Like, immediate, like, relatives?
Yeah, or like your mom, your siblings. Like, would you want to move them, even if it's, like somewhere that's dangerous, or would you rather prefer them stay?
I'd prefer to have them stay here, because I'm eventually going to want to come back to my hometown and take what I learned there and establish it here.
Mm. What do you think you're going to learn if you, like, go farther away for firefighting? Like, what skills do you think they have farther than closer?
Colorado is a big forest fire area. There's tons of forest fires a year in Colorado. And I believe that their program is more advanced since they basically work around it and they could apply new things there.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of that, like, do you want to, like, fight? Do you want to get to a point where you're fighting forest fires? Like, all that, like, Amazon news, like, talking about how it's burning down and stuff. Would you want to fight that?
I do not. Because, I mean, basically sticking to just normal house fires is a big hassle. And I have a huge fear of jumping out of airplanes.
So you just want to stick to the original, yeah, I'm going to burn, your house is going to burn and I'm going to come. You don't want to be like anything like, yeah, I'm going to jump out of this airplane to, like, save this forest or anything. Like, you just want to stick to the basics.
Well, I mean, it's not all, you know, I'm going to come save your house from burning down. There's other aspects to it, like firefighters. The reason why they get their paramedic certification is so that they can respond to health calls, too.
Okay, thank you for coming in today. Yeah. We learned a lot about your dream job and how you want to be with Bye, Chris.
Bye.